morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit relentlessprotection.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Oklahoma State Fair got underway yesterday, kicking things off with the livestock judging competition. The actual exhibition of livestock, though, will begin on Saturday morning. However, today exhibitors will have the chance to participate in the Junior Market Weather Lamb and Commercial Ewe Showmanship competitions. And then later this evening, Junior Beef and Swine exhibitors will have their chance to demonstrate their showmanship skills as well. We will be out and about at the fair this weekend, so be sure to say hi if you see us around. On Sunday at 2 o'clock, we'll be working hard judging the homemade ice cream competition. Stop by and root for your favorite flavor and show your support for Oklahoma's dairy farmers. There's, of course, lots more to see and do at the fair regarding its showcase of all things Oklahoma agriculture. And then stay tuned for our coverage this next week as we bring you the latest from the fair. And thanks to a deluge of recent rains across the state, drought in Oklahoma continues to trend downward this week, according to state climatologist Gary McManus. He says that drought's decline in some places is occurring rapidly. However, southwest Oklahoma and one centralized area covering Osage County in the northeast remain in the worst condition. As of Thursday's Drought Monitor report release, only 17% of the state is currently affected by drought, the lowest coverage since the drought first began to develop in November of last year. McManus says more rain is needed to completely squash the remaining drought, which he also says is possible as there is some scattered chances for moisture in the extended forecast, but the near future looks withholding. Right now, though, planting conditions for farmers considering their fall crops has improved considerably with ample amounts of both top and subsoil moisture. However, McManus says we are in fact under worse conditions than we were last year and warns that an extended dry spell might threaten to wither these favorable conditions being enjoyed currently. One bright spot, however, is that there will be an El Niño this year as opposed to a La Niña, which bodes well for a wetter than normal cool season. And in other news, new research estimates that the U.S. ethanol industry could lose 4.6 billion gallons of domestic demand and $20 billion in sales from the administration's approach to the renewable fuel standard. Economists at the University of Missouri estimated the losses over the next 6 years if the Environmental Protection Agency continues exempting dozens of small refiners from their blending obligations under the RFS. The research estimates that U.S. ethanol consumption will drop by an average 761 million gallons per year between 2018 and 2023. The Renewable Fuels Association said the analysis demonstrates the need for EPA to reallocate small refiner exemptions to larger refiners to ensure that statutory RFS volumes are maintained. RFA chief economist Scott Richmond says the research clearly shows that demand destruction from small refiner exemptions is real and has substantial economic consequences. You got farm news on Ron. Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cow herd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.